So the USA's Sadie Bjornsson had another dynamite day in Kusumo, claiming 7th in the Women's 5K Classic. And we're going to try to catch up with Sadie, find out how she's feeling about her great start to the season.
Hello?
Sadie Bjornsson?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, very good, very good. Another dynamite day, in Kusumo.
Thanks.
Very exciting to see
fun.
You.
We were just watching the race recap on the TV, and so I got to see some skiing, so it was exciting. It was, like, making me nervous watching it again.
Yeah, exciting, though, to watch it and see what we see or what everybody else sees while you're in the zone.
Yeah, totally.
So, you know, it's great to see you, you know, just really kicking butt, as they say, and having some great results to start. Talk a bit about your race today, and, you know, obviously you have, I'm assuming you have more confidence, you know, just seeing how things are going. Is that having an effect on your race today?
Yeah, well, you know, it was for this summer, well, mainly this fall, was the first time I was able to do some bounding and running in 2 years, really. So, I definitely have been more excited about classic skiing, just knowing that I sort of have some more leg fitness than I've feet fitness than I've had in the past. And so, in Beta Solon, when I saw that I could ski, like, you know, with these girls, it definitely helped my confidence. But, you know, I've been having a lot of fun so far. And what I've learned is that racing really comes around for me when I'm having fun and enjoying it, you know, and enjoying the process a little more. And so, you know, it's always, of course, easy to have more fun when you're doing well, but
sure.
It's last year it was hard going on to the domestic circuit and feeling, you know, left behind. So it's just been so nice to be part of this like team again and part of this changing U.S. skiing, sort of say. And so I definitely have gotten more confidence along the way, but you know, I also just, like, so excited. It's pretty exciting for sure. You know, I've set goals, like, for top 10 this season, but it's fun to, like, get it right away, I guess, you know.
Sure. Absolutely. I think you're hitting the nail on the head. I think the energy on the team and you know, it spreads, and all of you can see that you're capable. And, you know, it's a lot of it is in the head. You know, the body can be there, but if the head's not, and vice versa, sometimes you can push yourself, you know, like you're saying, you feel good. So when you feel good out there and you're more relaxed. And, you know, two top tens pretty early, eh, Sadie?
It's
very good.
It's a fun way to start the season, that's for sure.
And I think as well, you know, talking with, you know, Keegan, I mean, she's obviously the, you know, the tip of the spear of the team, and you know, she's obviously another first for her, but, you know, she's inspired as well when she sees you doing well and vice versa. So I think for the whole North American contingent, given the fact that the sport has its center in Europe, you know, but all of you guys are, you know, you see that it's possible to do it, and that's a big part of the game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, you know, like, just having teammates, you know, like, last year when Holly did her top five, like, or her fifth, like, just a couple weekends into it, it's incredible, like, just the way that it passes down the chain, you know, like, I had been doing training with her all summer, and I'm like, you know, it's really great, because if she can do it, then we can all do it, you know,
and yes.
It just gives you, like, everybody, like, a hope. I'm sure the same thing for, like, Becca and Lauren and Fitz back home in West Yellowstone, you know, like they too probably can believe, or starting to believe that they can, like, you know, really get to that level someday. And so, it's so helpful for all of us. And it started with Keegan, of course, 5-6 years ago, but, you know, once you get a group together, it totally feeds on each other for sure.
Yep. We're seeing it across the board. Lots of players in the U.S. team, the Canadian team. It's great to see, and you know, you're just part of that whole movement. So tell us about your race today. You know, you got to the start line, and what were conditions like in your skis?
Well, you know, it started snowing really hard, sort of unexpectedly for me. I thought it was going to hold off for a bit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the warm-up, I'm working with Randy Gibbs, and he's been just incredible this year, coming out and skiing with me. And you know, it's helping my confidence with ski selection so much. And, you know, I knew that I was going to have skis that were going to kick up the hill, which is so important here. It's so steep, the whole course. And, you know, it was funny because here in Finland, it gets dark so early. And the first kilometer of the race, it's like I felt like I was not even in race mode. It was just dark, and I didn't hear anybody or see anybody, and it was like sort of weird for me. And then I had talked to Eric Flora last night, and he was like, okay, after a kilometer, then you start really going. And I knew it was about a kilometer in, and there were all these people, I think, that are from northern Michigan here cheering.
Great.
And they were just awesome, like just totally brought me back into the race. Like, okay, you're out here only racing 5K, you need to really go now.
Yeah, good.
And so then from there, I just was like hammering really hard, and I actually think it'd be interesting to see splits, because I think that I was sort of skied into it after that 1 kilometer, and then started getting into a better place. And then it was just going as hard as I could to the finish, and I think I maybe was lying on the ground for like 2 minutes before I could get up. Like, I don't remember going so hard, and well, I don't really remember going so hard, but so yeah, it was fun. You know, 5K Classic is my absolute favorite race, and so it's always like such a treat when it actually is a World Cup race, because it's definitely my choice of a race. So yeah, that was cool.
So it's great to, you know, when you leave it all out there and then you see the result. Were you, you know, when you sort of came to, did you think you had a top 10, or did you have an idea of where you were?
Well, you know, like a kilometer from the finish, Jessie was standing on the top of the hill, and she, all I heard her like do was just scream, "You're in mother effing sixth place," or something. And I was like, okay, if Jesse's willing to drop an F-bomb here in the coach's zone, then I'm sure I'm having like a good race. And so I just like, I didn't know I was there, and I didn't know I was in the game really until there. And I think I got a split maybe at one point that I was, I don't know, somewhere in the top 10, but I knew that all the fast people were behind me. So I was like,
sure,
okay, got to start skiing even harder.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. So, but no, I definitely wouldn't have guessed that I was going to ski top 10, but yeah.
Well, I think it's always a challenge for you yourself and all the skiers, you know, individually to say, to, you know, challenge yourself to see if you can push that much harder. And it's, you know, it sounds like, you know, you had that conversation very quickly with yourself, and it showed by having to lie on the ground for 2 minutes after the race.
Yeah, we were watching it on replay, and I'm like flailing, just trying to get air in. Well, at least I went hard enough.
You know, I think when we spoke at the Nationals last year, or earlier this year, I guess, and we talked about the classic or the freestyle, and I think I don't remember exactly if you said you felt better in one or the other. Is there a preference for you?
Well, classicing has always been my sort of forte since I was young. I think it's because we had really good coaches. All of our coaches were really good classic skiers, you know, Chris Clark and Scott Johnston. And classic was sort of the thing that we picked up. And then skating, I've learned to really like skate sprinting, maybe even more than classic sprinting. So it's sort of been my goal to develop a relationship a little bit more with skate distance, as that's like normally what I would consider my weakest point. And so, but this year I've really been working on that, and so I'm actually really excited for tomorrow, because it's a different sort of challenge. You know, I don't have expectations so much, and so that's when it's really fun for me, because it's always nice to surprise yourself, you know, and
sure,
see if you've like improved, you know.
Sure, it's new territory, and you know, a new challenge for in the game. So you know, another test is always good. I remember seeing a great shot, I think we published last year, of with two other gals coming to the finish at the Nationals in a skate sprint, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a very, you know, there's a big lunge, and, you know, all three of you.
Yeah, Sophie and I lunging, that's, that actually was my screensaver for a long time, because, you know, that was really fun. That was a fun race.
Absolutely. What a, you know, just a classic, you know, fabulous shot, you know, seeing everybody struggling to get to the line first. And you know, it's been, there's been some close races for some of the other gals in the team, like Ida came very close in the sprint, and Andy as well. So, you know, some of that so-called luck is part of the game, and you know, but you got to be there to make it happen. So, there seems to be a very good energy on the team right from the start, which is always a good sign, eh?
Yep, I think it's gonna be a great year for the team. You know, we got everybody, men and women, both got some more confidence last year, and I think everybody that I've talked to had great training, and so, you know, it's just, we're just kind of starting our engines now, and I think it's going to be really exciting.
Well, Sadie, it's fabulous for you to start off this way, and it's very inspiring for all of us here, you know, watching, and of course the rest of your teammates. I think Noah's also had a decent start as well, and So we look forward to seeing, you know, you guys kicking butt out there tomorrow and for the rest of the season. Thanks for taking time with us, and we'll keep in touch, and all the best.
Okay, sounds good.
Take care.